Welcome to my official author podcast. My name is Dr. Jennifer Lowry, and today I want to encourage you to go out and do the big ask. Send emails, start contacting people and asking them to help you for your generation of reviews. Now, even if your book has already been published, you have places to list reviews. They can be in your description, in your Amazon page. They can be what people read when they first hit your website. Or you can have a testimonial section on your website. So don't say, well, I don't have any place to put these reviews. You do. You can find spots. So I think it's time that we send out emails. So what you should do is you can, here's one of the things you can do. You can look for, big organizations, societies, journals, reviewers that are online for your genre. Like, for example, YA book reviewers. You can see if you can get your name on a list. The Kirkus reviews, I watched a video. And a lady said that she did the Kirkus reviews and she really didn't see that it helped her. She is going to take that off of her budget line for her next books. She spent $475 getting a Kirkus review. I'm not going to do that because, one, I don't have that money at all. That's just out of the question for me personally. But I can think creatively of who I would like to review my book. So as you guys know, I'm going to be launching the Hartwell Chronicles Teenage Exorcist coming up. So then I started brainstorming all of the paranormal, horror, genre type people. And what could I do? Like, we have Carolina Fear Fest this weekend. We have the Horror Comic Con this weekend. So, I was thinking about all of the different people that I could get possibly at Comic-Con to help me with this. I was also thinking of organizations, paranormal societies. That was my number one email. Like, I zeroed in. I've only sent one, but I have brainstormed out a list of places, and I found some online YA book reviewers that are free. You can also do the Readsy Discovery and pay $50. And if someone picks that up, they can review your book. But for the purpose of what I'm looking for, I'm getting ready to publish my book in a few months. And I would love it if I could get, my dream is to get Amy Bruni from Kindred Spirits to read my book and give me a review that I could say that it was reviewed by her, and I could even put it at the bottom of the cover, or as soon as you open the flap, the first page, of course, is the title page, blank sheet, but then the second page, it's going to be like books also by, then the third page on the right hand side, that one says all the reviews. I was looking at that when I was doing the spreadsheet yesterday when I stayed late in the library. Not only was I looking for trim size, the layouts, the embellishments, I was also looking at how they handled reviews. And many of the books have a page at the very beginning that just lists out with really cool fonts and really cool embellishments where people have reviewed their books. Now, one of them was like reviewed by J.K. Rowling. That's not happening for me anytime soon, I'm sure. Would be cool, though, if y'all know J.K. Rowling, hook me up. Send her my email, jenlowrywrites@gmail.com, and say, hey, you got to review her book. But let's get serious here. It's going to take work on our part, and it's going to take us trying to connect with people in order to get our reviews. So what better way to do that than to email? So I have been following a group for over a year now on Facebook, and that was the first group that I emailed. And I received a response back, and the answer was yes. Yes, we would be happy to review your book, which is absolutely, positively amazing. Okay, they've been featured on the Travel Channel. I'm just so excited. I just cannot tell you enough. And I don't want to give it away yet because I want you to be able to open up the book cover, and hopefully they do this for me and I get to put them in the book. So with that being said, my next person was Kindred Spirits. I did email Amy Bruni. I could email Adam Berry too. Like, I just wanted to start off with Amy, and then I'm going to email Adam. If I don't get any response, because it's the contact form on their website, if I don't get a response from Amy, then I'm going to go for Adam, and I'm going to ask them, because, yeah, that's my favorite paranormal show. So I would love it. And so going out there and doing this, it's fun and it's cool. And if you do get a yes, wow, like, imagine it. And then you can put it up on all your sites, not just in the book itself. And you'll just have it. It's almost like a special stamp for you. Like, your work. You're doing all of this hard work, right? Well, the reviews aren't necessarily just going to come out of the sky. You know, making connections with people is what can really help you. So, start generating a list of people in your genre. Now, I do not personally know any horror writers. If I did have horror writers, I would ask for them to review my book. But because I don't have anybody that I'm friends with that writes in that genre, that doesn't mean that I can't ask my other author friends to possibly write me a review. So if any of my people are out there listening to me right now, you might get a text later on today and it might say, hey, will you be willing to review my book? Because I do have Christian writers, and this is a teenage exorcist book. So you realize the Christian elements in this. I mean, she has to be saved and baptized, or she's not going to be able to fight the forces of darkness. I mean, that is a part of it. And we do have a priest in the story, and it's, you know, it's filled with biblical references. So I still think it's appropriate for me to gather these reviews, and it helps me to get better at my boldness, because you guys know I'm shy, right? Well, as soon as, you know, I sent off the first one and the Lord connected me with them, like, there was the first thing that popped in my mind was this group. And I'm like, you know what? This will be the coolest thing. I've got to message them. And sure enough, I got it right away. A yes. So, whatever pans out, we'll see. And I'm just very thankful to the Lord for that connection. And now, I'm going to, you know, talk with my writer friends. But there's also, like, when you're doing the reviews, there's also a chance when you send all of these mass emails out that you're not going to get a single reply back. And that's going to be okay too. And I don't want you to take it personal. People are busy. People that, so for example, I emailed Diana Galbadon from a series that she wrote. I was high school and college, and I read the Outlander series, and I loved that time travel series. I can still remember Jamie and Claire to this day, and I am 43, and I read it probably when I was, you know, early 20s, or, you know, maybe 18. I was young when I read it, and I can still remember going to the bookstore on the day of the release to make sure that I got, you know, Drums of Autumn. Like, I can actually remember seeing it on the corner of a shelf and with my mom to go and get Drums of Autumn. I think that was honestly the name of it. I'm like recalling this as I'm talking to you right now. So it was something like that. But I messaged her. I'm doing these big ask things. I really got inspired by Sherry Fink, another best-selling author. She wrote Cake in Bed. She also wrote children's books. She has my Bliss book. You guys need to really go check her out on Amazon. I'm serious. And you need to listen to that interview because she's so encouraging. And she really inspired me. And she talked to me about those big ask moments. And I've got to just step out bold. I've got to do what the Lord has called me to do. And I cannot isolate myself. And I need to put on the armor of the Lord as well. So that way, if I get rejected, or if I get laughed at, or if I just get ignored, then it's okay. I'm not taking it personal. I'm going on about my business, right? So I think that we need to do more of these. I went and found a student this morning who is an author. She's a published author. And I told her that it was my challenge to her. And she was like, oh, I know some booksellers. I know some people that I've done some book tours with. That would be great. I haven't thought about it. And so, you know, we think about all authors know this stuff. No, we don't. Sometimes inspiration can hit us in the most unlikely places. And it's while I'm holding a wooden ruler, sitting in a public library, looking at common themes and typesetting and all kinds of nuances of books, when I started to discover, hey, they've got reviews in them. Okay, I need to get on the ball. And even if I don't get the reviews back in time and I already upload my document onto Ingram Spark, I have until like 3 days of before my release day. I check your guide because it can change. But I think mine was like you could pull it off 3 days before in order to make any final changes. Which means that I could actually go in and I could write those reviews. So I actually have until September, even though I would love to have it. So that way I can send off for proof copies and get my copies back just to make sure that I'm inserting the page exactly the way I want it and it looks good printed on the page. But I'll tell you, you know, we've got time. And even if you've published your book already, the good thing about KDP is that you can pull it off. Let's say you've put your book up on Amazon. You can pull your book off at any time and you can do formatting updates. You're just changing, you know, the edition number. I've already told you guys, I'm going to be pulling off all of my devotionals soon. And I'm going to restructure them and I'm going to format them. But I'm going to do the same exact thing that I did for the Hartwell Chronicles. I'm going to do for my devotionals. I'm going to pull at least 30 books off the shelves of the public library. And I'm going to really do a deep dive into those books to determine what I need to do to raise the bar on my books. I looked at Happy Renewal Year this afternoon. And I showed it to a friend and I said, do you see how I didn't even do this page, that page? And look at these books. And she was like, but your content is in there and it's for the Lord. I'm like, I know, but I need to be more professional. We've always got to challenge ourselves. So I'm going to continue to challenge myself. I'm going to continue to push myself and say, okay, Jennifer, you got to do this. You got to do it for your podcast. You got to do it for your career. And I just keep getting motivated. So do the big ask. Think of big people. Go ahead and start emailing them. Ask them to review. Ask them to look at it that you would love to have their name in your book. And then you can link their sites into your acknowledgement pages. You can have a whole page at the very back that says, you know, thanks for the review. If you would like to check out their work, go to their, you know, website. So then you can return the favor. And no, I didn't see other people do that. But you know what? We can break that and create a part of the industry of giving back thanks for people who do those reviews for us. And that's what I'm planning on doing. So good luck. If you know of any free review sites that would do YA paranormal horror for free, send them to me, JenLowryWrites@gmail.com. If you know any other horror or paranormal writers and they would also be willing to do a review, that would be great. So I would love it. The more the merrier. And guys, I just want to say happy writing, happy Friday, and be courageous. You know, just be strong. You know, the Lord is with you. And take this as a learning opportunity to grow. You know, you can craft an email. You can tell them a little quick, you know, I said it's a 58,000 word manuscript, which is estimated at a 4-hour read. Would you be willing to provide a review for me so that I can include it in the flap of my book, in the first page of my book, or, you know, whatever you want to say. So good luck, guys. All right, bye.